Nikki Haley echoes media's attacks against Donald Trump. By Wendell Hussebo on January 25, 2024. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley's rhetoric is nearly indistinguishable from the establishment media's attacks against former President Donald Trump. The synonymous attacks against Trump underscore Haley's liberal underpinnings and her anti-America first policies that a majority of Republican voters in Iowa and New Hampshire rejected. Related: Trump takes Iowa. Donald thanks packed room of supporters after historic win. The establishment media's attacks against Trump are nearly endless. For years, the media accused Trump of creating chaos, throwing temper tantrums, being too old, and too confused. Donald Trump is very confused, Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank's headline read Tuesday. Trump routinely calls President Biden, 81, cognitively impaired, but the 77-year-old Trump seems also to have lost a step. Trump is narcissistic, mendacious, authoritarian, unbalanced, ignorant, incompetent, egotistic and racist. As someone who demonizes minorities and fans ethnic hostility, New York Times columnist Thomas Beitzel described Trump Wednesday. At the age of 77, he has lost a step. The next 9 months will test what remains of his stamina, agility, and cunning. Haley's attacks against Trump appear similar in scope, desperation, and venom. On Wednesday, she accused Trump of chaos and blamed him for the media's incessant attacks against him. "I voted for Donald Trump twice. I was proud to serve America and his administration. I agree with a lot of his policies. But rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him." Haley attacked Trump on his age. "My parents are up in age, and I love them dearly," Haley said. "But when you see them hit a certain age, there is a decline. That's a fact, ask any doctor, there is a decline." Haley also accused Trump of spreading confusion, throwing temper tantrums and insults because he feels insecure and threatened. "We got out there, and we did our thing, and we said what we had to say. And then Donald Trump got out there and just threw a temper tantrum. He pitched a fit," she told a crowd Wednesday. "He was insulting. He was doing what he does, but I know that's what he does when he's insecure. I know that's what he does when he is threatened, and he should feel threatened without a doubt. I mean, look, we've seen him get confused," Haley recently told CNN. "He was confused about me having something to do with keeping security away from the Capitol. He was talking about someone else." In contrast, Trump attacks Haley for holding her globalist policies often championed by the media. Related: Trump shades Nikki's non-victory celebration, she can't get away with bullshit. Haley believes in defending Ukraine's border with American taxpayer funds, supports importing migrants for jobs that would otherwise go to better paid Americans, and urges not to call illegal aliens criminals because they're not. Nikki Haley has been in the pocket of the open borders establishment donors her entire career, and she's a globalist. "She likes the globe," Trump said in a speech on January 6. Haley's campaign is being funded by Biden donors. "Did you know that?" Trump asked. Haley opposed my border wall, she condemned my strong borders policy. And in 2016, she stabbed the Republican Party in the back by siding with Barack Hussein Obama against a thing called the Trump travel ban, Trump said. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.